Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Dr. Sumedha Sande, pulmonologist and critical care physician at Hamilton Physician Group Specialty Care in Dalton, Georgia. Dr. Sande completed residency training in anesthesia and pain management and additional residency training in internal medicine. She then completed a pulmonary and critical care fellowship in New York. Dr. Sande treats patients with sleep or pulmonary disorders, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also referred to as COPD, asthma, pulmonary fibrosis, lung cancer, COVID conditions, pneumonia, acute and chronic pulmonary hypersensitivity conditions, pulmonary hypertension, and a lot more. Well, Dr. Sande, thank you once again for coming on our show.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about COPD and asthma. How common is COPD and asthma in this region?
Immensely. Both COPD and asthma are common respiratory diseases nationally. There's a higher prevalence of these diseases in areas with smoking, environmental pollution, pollen, and a bunch of rural exposures, absolutely. There is a significant impact of both COPD and asthma with respect to quality of life in general, because it results in increased hospitalization, reduced quality of life, and high costs in general. And I think the biggest problem is that both COPD and asthma are frequently underdiagnosed and undertreated. And so management and support locally totally matters for patient outcomes.
Asthma is something that I've never had it, which I'm very grateful for, but people around me have had it. And I remember specifically being like in middle school and a kid having an inhaler. I mean, just kind of trying to figure out, you know, what that means, you know, why that they might need that. What this is a random question, but like, what does an inhaler do for somebody with asthma?
Right. So asthma and COPD, they're kind of two diseases on a spectrum. Now, here's what happens with asthma. You said, you know, a lot of kids in middle school deal with it. So asthma generally starts earlier in life. Having said that, I just want to let you know that even adults have an adult onset of asthma that's not unheard of. So just because you have these symptoms at a later stage does not mean you don't have asthma. Asthma has intermittent symptoms, meaning you have good days and you have bad days. And then, of course, what happens with these inhalers is that they're actually helping you suppress the inflammation that's caused by asthma. Think of asthma as an allergic reaction in your lungs, right? Okay. So if you have an allergy on your skin, you kind of have a rash, you itch, and it goes away. In your lungs, think of it as an allergy on your lungs, and how your lungs respond is by causing phlegm or mucus production. And sometimes this phlegm and mucus production may be in your airways that are so far away, so you're not actually coughing it out. But what these inhalers then do is they kind of suppress the inflammation and help open up these airways to help you breathe better and easier.
Yo, asthma is different from COPD. How do you tell the difference with that?
What COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So what that is a chronically progressive disease. So, you know, you can have symptoms of cough and you can have shortness of breath and you'll feel like it's getting worse over time, you know. So that's generally how COPD presents itself. Of course, how we diagnose both is by what's called as pulmonary function test that actually check the strength of your lungs. And when you do the test, we actually give you these said inhalers and see how your function changes after we do this inhalation testing. If this function actually gets better, that is kind of indicative of potentially asthma. And if it doesn't show us any change after the inhaler, that tells us that you could be more on the lines of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. So that's how we help differentiate between the two. And it's important because the treatment for the two differs slightly from each other.
So what are the main tools to diagnose and monitor each method here?
So the most important thing is spirometry, which is basically a test that, you know, either the offices do it or in our case, the hospital does it. And it actually tests the function of your lungs. And then we do this, give you this inhaler and it'll show if it's helping your lung function or not. If it is, like I said, it's more indicative of asthma. If it doesn't, it's more indicative of COPD. Of course, a lot of times what we'll do is CT chest, you know, it'll help us see if there's emphysema in our patients. And in today's day and age, we are able to see if your body's having an intense inflammatory response to asthma. So there are some blood tests that are available. There are these cells in your body called eosinophils, which are significantly elevated if you have asthma. So we kind of do some of these tests to help us differentiate between these two lung diseases.
What are some of the best treatments for asthma? We touched on inhalers, but besides that, what else can you do?
So there's a lot we can do for asthma in today's day and age. There's probably hundreds of inhalers out there.
Okay.
We just need to find the right one for you. Now, just because an inhaler works for 10 other people, it may or may not work for you. But the best treatment is what's called as inhaled corticosteroids. Now, because they're inhaled, they do have lesser side effects compared to your systemic medications. So in asthma, we generally give you a combination of two or three of these medications that are available to help open your lungs and suppress the inflammation. In addition to this, actually, now we do have many biologic medications. You might see advertisements on TV for these. These are injections that you take once a month or once in 6 weeks. There's about six of these inhalers out there. We can get to the bottom of which one fits you the best and then start you on these injections if you're a good candidate for these. And of course, there are asthma action plans that we can chalk out and talk to you about during your appointments to help you handle your asthma better.
What kind of treatments are available for COPD?
So COPD, like I said, is a progressive disease. So unfortunately, we can't completely make it go away, but we are able to help you with your severity of COPD a lot in today's day and age. So of course, you have inhalers. These inhalers slightly differ from your inhalers with asthma. In asthma, the focus is to get you this inhaled corticosteroids. In COPD, also, some inhalers have inhaled corticosteroids, but again, we have to see which is the best fix for you as a patient, for which inhaler fits you best. Of course, we have pulmonary rehab, which is available now at Bradley Wellness Center, which kind of helps you strengthen your lungs more. For COPD, of course, the highest risk factor is smoking, and stopping smoking actually helps you decrease the rate of decline of your lung function. If you do stop smoking for 10 years, your then risk for progression is almost the same as non-smokers, you know. So that, and of course, we check your oxygens when you walk around, and we try and maintain your oxygens between 88 and 92% when you have COPD. So these are a few things that we do to help with your COPD. Now, in today's day and age, recently FDA approved a new medication, again, to help decrease the progression of your COPD and decrease your hospitalizations. So that's another medication that's available, which we are dispensing quite frequently to our patients. And remember, I mentioned some of these biologics for asthma. There's two biologics now that are available for COPD that are helping you have exacerbations less frequently. The point being, so much has changed in the world of COPD now that we're able to do a lot to help you live better, even if you have COPD.
Are there major barriers to care for this? Like, this is something that people have to just to go through to access this kind of care?
Yeah, like I said, I think the biggest thing is under-detection. Right?
Okay.
Like, you're short of breath and you're just living with it because, you know, you were told you have COPD and you think there's nothing you can do. But like I described, we are able to do so much to help you with COPD. So I think access to pulmonologists, getting these pulmonary function tests done, you know, and of course, there's education involved with the different types of inhalers that you're using. There are some environmental exposures that you can help, like smoking, and some that you can't. But like I said, together, we can make a difference and help you immensely with this COPD.
The different types of inhalers is like really fascinating to me. It's almost like, you know, you can be prescribed and everybody's is different. It's very interesting.
Absolutely. It's not like one fix to everybody, right? So there are some powder inhalers. There are some mist inhalers. There are some nebulizers having the same components that are in the inhalers. So all we need to do is be a little patient and find what's the right fit for you. That's, I think, the solution to the problem.
How does the Vitruvian healthcare system help, you know, locally just overcome a lot of barriers to access this care?
Right. So we have local pulmonary services in multiple locations in Dalton, Calhoun, and Ringgold via the Hamilton Physician Group Specialty Care. We have all of these advanced diagnostics that I told you about. We have pulmonary function tests that we do, you know, and CAT scans if needed. We do patient education, inhaler technique training. And like I said, we've now started pulmonary rehab at Bradley. So I'm just sending my patients over there if they need any help. And of course, coordination with your primary care, follow-ups, of course. And like I said, focus on earlier referral to detect these diseases sooner.
How do you manage COPD or asthma exacerbations?
Exacerbations are when your COPD or asthma acts up. So, you know, it depends on if it's a mild exacerbation or if it's a severe exacerbation. You as a patient have lived with your asthma or COPD your whole life, so you will know when you're having an exacerbation. Meaning, if you have a cough with sputum production that's different than baseline, or now if you're feeling more winded than you were yesterday, or you're having your cough feels different, that means you're having an exacerbation. So if it's a mild exacerbation, generally, you know, you can see, go to convenient care, you can go to your pulmonologist and let them know. They will start you on oral steroids for 5 days and see if you need antibiotics to help you with the same. However, if you feel like you're extremely winded and unable to breathe, I would recommend early access to an emergency department or a hospital to see if your oxygen levels are okay. Because sometimes what happens is your oxygen levels are too low and what's called as carbon dioxide, which is basically the gas in your body that has cleaned up all the toxins and is supposed to be expired into the atmosphere is inadequate. So you have too much carbon dioxide and too little oxygen. And at that time, you might need to be hospitalized and might need some support with what's called as BiPAP or CPAP, which will help fix these issues for us. So I think it's important for you to be vigilant about your symptoms and seek care early.
For the people listening out there that are either struggling with asthma or COPD right now, or think that they might have it, but they haven't quite been diagnosed. What could you help them with, you know, with advice to better manage their disease or to actually get diagnosed?
I think the most important thing is if you have persistent symptoms, please don't ignore them. Because frequently what happens is you have a symptom, you think it's cold, you go to your convenient care, you get a shot of steroid and you leave, right? But that's not the fix to the underlying problem. That's just a band-aid that's helping you fix it in the moment. So I think it's important for you to be on top of what symptoms you might have. You can ask your provider for a spirometry or a specialist referral, like I said. And then over time, of course, learning your proper inhaler technique is extremely important. Adherence to therapy is important. Some of these inhalers are longer acting. And so you just need to use them one time a day, but you can't use them when you need it. You have to consistently use them once a day. I think adherence to your inhalers is important. In COPD and asthma, your lungs are extremely sensitive to heat, humidity, temperature changes. So, you know, avoidance of exposures the best you can. And like I said, you know, ask questions, you know, demand answers and seek care early. And that'll definitely change the course of your lung disease.
Well, I mean, that is awesome. And just, you know, being able to maintain that, you know, discipline with your therapy, you know, you can't skip out on it.
Exactly. I think that's extremely important, like you said, Noah.
Yes. And thank you once again, Dr. Sande, for just joining us today, talking about asthma and COPD. I mean, they can be, you know, very, very long challenges for some people. But, you know, you've shown us that with good care and good, you know, patient care, it can be taken care of.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hamilton Physician Group Specialty Care has offices in Dalton, Calhoun, and Ringgold. To make an appointment in Dalton, call 706-529-3072. To make an appointment in Calhoun, call 762-268-4904. And to make an appointment in Ringgold, you can call 706-841-0833. You may also visit vitruvianhealth.com/specialtycare to learn more.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your healthcare provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.